I'll talk about quite simple thing about graphene, the edge state of zigzag graphene nanoribbons. And we explain the wave function and the current by the edge state. So this work is done with my graduate student. Akura. And Nagai. So we first explain our model, which is very simplified. First, we consider, of course, the graphene is honeycomb lattice. And we consider only the pi orbitals. So usually at the edge, there is a dangling sigma bond, but that bond is truncated by adding hydrogen or something like that. So we consider only the nearest neighbor hopping tight binding model. Next, we don't consider spin. So we consider spinless fermions. And also, we don't consider interaction. Now, the characteristics of the graphene is that there are A and B sublattices. This is important in our talk. So the graphene looks like this. And so these are A sublattices. And we have here B sublattices. So we consider graphene as a collection of these zigzag chains. And for each chain, A sublattice is always upper side, and B sublattice is also always lower side. It occurs on every chain. And for this graphene, we have two kinds of edge states. Two edges, two types of edges. One is this zigzag edge, and another is this armchair edge. So this is zigzag, and this part here, this is an armchair edge. Now, before we going to talk about nanoribbons, we briefly explain the graphene, large graphene sheet, or the bulk graphene. As you probably know, Brillouin zone is also this hexagonal. And we have K point and K prime point. And for the bulk graphene now, we have a zero energy states, or the Dirac, massless Dirac cone around this K and K prime. So we have K prime, K, and the dispersion looks like this. For the bulk graphene sheet. So, but we now consider finite width graphene nanoribbons. So again, as I told you, that we consider graphene nanoribbons, which is a collection of these zigzag chains. And these are connected vertically with the same strength of the tight binding hopping amplitude. So we name this ice chain. And this is I plus first chain. And first, we consider the wave function of this system. And we have this has a finite with the limit as W. So we have first chain to a W chain in this system. And we, as I, this, I told you, this is A sublattice and this is B sublattice. And the wave function of this system is given by the amplitude on these lattice points. So the wave function is given by amplitude on the A sublattice, which I like that as AIX. So this is x direction, and I designate the number of chain index. So because of the translational invariance in this x direction, this AI can be written as capital AI times exponential IKX. So K is the momentum in the x direction, and BI X is literally written as IKX. Oops. Now the tight binding equation for this system looks like this. We have, this is ice chain. This is I plus one. So first, this is A and this is B. And the hopping between these lattice points are written as T. So the tight binding equation for this site is coming from this 3A site. And let's call this X. And this is I plus first. So the amplitude here is given by T AI X minus plus AI plus AI plus 1X. This is equal to EBIX. This is a tight binding equation for this B site here. And we use this expression for the wave functions, and the exponential factor disappears, and we arrive at the equation. Okay, over 2. And similarly, for this A site at I plus one site, we have a similar equation, TBI plus 2 times cosine I plus 1 call VAI. So this is a quite simple time binding equation for this system. And hereafter, we write this 2 cosine k as simply as c. So this is also c. And if we diagonalize this equation for a finite width W, we obtain spectrum like this, k, 0. This is the boundary, and we have branch something like this. So this part here are quasi-continuum state. And what we are going to concentrate is this part of the spectrum. And this part is called edge state. Boundary condition for A is that if you consider, for example, I equals 0, then this disappears and A1 equals just becomes E1. So we solve such equation. So this is hoping this is, I think, 2T. So T is of the order of the 3 electron volts, so this is a derived one. So we concentrate on this low energy equals 0 part. This is energy. So why this part is called edge state? It's because at this state, the wave function is concentrated near the edge. So we can solve this equation around near equals 0 quite easily. So we first consider wide ribbon, which means W goes to infinite. In this case, actually, if we solve the equation, this part has zero energy. So putting E equals 0 in this tight binding equation, we can solve this equation quite easily. Namely, in that case, CAY plus VI plus 1 equals 0, and this part is C. So AI equal minus C, I minus 1, A1, and AI equals 0. So this is satisfied by setting BI equals 0 and E equals 0. This one? No. So this equation can have finite solution when a c is smaller than 1. So this condition is that Ka is in between C to pi Ka pi. So in this, excuse me.
The zero energy is only true at pi over A, right? Because before, between 2 mm-hmm. pi, even in the semi-infinite,
yeah.
between the 2 pi and the 2 pi over 3 and pi, there is an exponential decay. It's not really zero, right?
So no, not zero. Energy. Yeah, but when W is infinite, then this part can have zero energy. Don't you agree?
We can discuss
all
that later.
Yeah. If C is smaller than 1, AI is become smaller and smaller when I increase it. So as a function of I equal 1, AI is decreases exponentially. And if W is infinite, then at the other edge, A is also zero. So everything becomes zero at the lower edge in the case of W equals zero. So B is zero, E equals zero, A at the boundary, lower boundary is zero. So all these equations are satisfied. So for this case, we have a zero energy state between this 2 pi over 3a to pi over a. And this is a state so localized at the upper edge state. And similarly, we have a state localized around the other lower edge state, and which is given by AI equals 0 and BI equals minus C W minus I A1. So these are the edge states for the infinitely wide nanoribbons. It's not none, but it's a nanoribbon. So next, we consider a finite with ribbon. So in this case, the wave function of one edge state penetrates down to the other side. So in this case, symmetric or anti-symmetric superposition of edge state is a good approximation to the wave function. So if C is much smaller than this approximation becomes quite good when C is much less than 1, so near these points. So in this case, AI equal minus C I minus 1 A1 and BI equal plus minus and if C is very small, A1 can be normalized to be 1/2. One minus C square. Oh. A1 square is normalized to be this value. And if we put into this wave function into the tight binding equation, we obtain energy spectrum, which looks like this. this energy spectrum gives this part of the spectrum near the C equals zero point. And strangely, this equation I couldn't find in the existing literature. There are many papers on the edge state, but Wakabayashi et al.'s paper gives quite different expression, quite wrong expression. Anyway, this is an expression near this part. And this this is a Dirac point in the case of bulk graphene. And this energy can be calculated more exactly. This is done by Cresti et al. And here, the spectrum energy has this form. So at this point, 2π/3a, this is the exact energy of the state. And beyond here, toward π/a, the energy approaches this value. So in this edge state, the wave function is concentrated, this is I, between two, in the edge regions. So this is mostly A, and this is mostly B. So this is all well known. Now we consider what this what current carries this state of given K. Now such calculation is also done, and it was found the current as a function of the chain, position of chain, the current J behaves something like this. So this is not intuitive result from this wave function. Wave function is concentrated at both edges, but the current has maximum at the center. So I want to understand this behavior. Now this current, as current is defined like this, this is this is I and I plus first. So the current flows along this line. So this current is Ji. And we have also bond here, but the current do not flow along this vertical direction. Current flows only this direction, X direction. So that this Ji is given by star. As usual. So if we use a capital A and the capital B representation of this wave functions, we obtain 3th by AI BI sine K. So one thing is easily known from this equation, because this is a product of AI and BI, and AI and BI are this exponentially decreasing function. So if AI equal minus C minus 1 A1 and plus minus, then this current is minus C So this becomes independent of I. So if you use this, you use this approximate wave function, the current becomes constant. So we still don't reproduce this behavior that current is maximum at the center. But this, if you we use normalization of this A1 and this becomes minus C W minus 1 minus C square over 2. And this expression is, we can easily show that this is proportional to the group velocity of this state with momentum k. So this energy is written somewhere around here before. And so if you differentiate this E, this k, we get this k dependence or the C dependence. Now we consider the detail of the I dependence of the Ji. For that purpose, we calculate the difference of the two currents at I and I plus 1. So this is and for this Bi plus 1, I use a tight binding equation. So it's given by Ct I plus 1. And also for this AI is another tight binding equation. This is CTBI CT I plus 1. And we input these two expressions from the tight binding equation. This part AI plus 1 times BI cancels from this BI times AI plus 1. So we left with the BI plus 1. Oops. No, no, something wrong. BI plus 1, AI plus. Yeah. So this term AI plus 1 square and BI square remains. So we get and tangent. And also for putting I equals 0, we get the boundary condition for this current, namely J1 is equal to H bar A1 square. So from this very simple equation, we can run several things. Firstly, for the wide enough nanoribbons, energy becomes zero. So Ji plus 1 minus Ji is zero. So these are the same. So we get for the wide enough ribbon, we get this constant uniform distribution of current inside the sample. And for the finite ribbon, the wave function looks like this. So this is center, and this is mostly A, and this is mostly B. So So in this part, AI is always bigger than DI and this part. So in this part, the current, this is I, current is increasing function of I. So the current increases towards the center. And also here, DI is larger than AI, so the current increases to also towards the center. So this behavior is explained by this simple equation. And also, from the Dirac point, at the Dirac point, C equal dA to pi, AI plus 1 is nearly equal to AI. And for wide enough ribbon, in this part, AI, because this is K, then this part C equal 1. So AI plus 1 is here equal to A1 and B equals 0. So as current, the increment of the current is almost constant. So at this point, the current behaves something like this. Linear increase and maximum value at the center and then decrease.
But are the wave functions you used a good approximation at this point?
At this point, we have an exact analytical solution for the wave function.
Well, not in a closed form. It's still a transcendental equation.
Excuse me?
Meaning you do not have the in the closed form the I mean, the current you calculate is the first or second order perturbation.
Mm-hmm.
But at this point, the overlap is already between the two wave function is already significant. So, is this current distribution you just you plotted still perturbative or exact?
And I think this is exact because the wave function is exact and the current defined in that way is also exact definition of the current. Actually, at this point, this is something like a, a string, vibrating string. So, for the highest energy state, it's a string vibrating up and down. This is AI, BI. And this is A1, B1. A to B to. If we plot the wave function this way, the highest energy state is like this, and the lowest energy minus 2t behaves something like this. The most oscillating, and at around e equals zero, the wave function is something like this. So A side is as constant. These are A. No. This part and this part is A. B is around near here. And but at this end, this is B site and this becomes A site. And in between, in the center part, the amplitude becomes similar for this. So this is for that case. So we have some explanation for this current distribution for the edge state. And one thing important for this expression is this expression is not restricted to the edge state. So this can be used for any state if we solve the tight binding equation. So for example, as I told you, at the Dirac point, the highest energy state wave function looks like this. So A and B are have similar amplitude for that state. So this is becomes very small. So for the Dirac point at the highest energy state, the current is also uniform, almost uniform. So the current penetrates into the bulk. So this is almost what I want to say. And finally, there are some remarks. In the actual graphene, there is an electron-electron interaction and also a spin degree of freedom. So it's known that this edge state is unstable towards the antiferromagnetic spin ordering and opens a gap. So for the actual system, this such behavior is may not be reproduced. But even though this, as I told you, this expression is applicable for any state, if this is a good state, namely there is no impurity or no electron interaction, we can know the current distribution from this equation once we obtain these wave functions. OK, so this is all. And thank you very much for your attention.
The current in a given chain, you have a dependence on the width of the ribbon that doesn't appear in the final distribution for the current. It doesn't matter if the ribbon has an even, odd, or odd number of zigzag chains in it for the final distribution of the current.
You mean that this odd and?
Yeah, this W.
The plus minus.
The W that you have in, mm-hmm. in the expression.
Yes.
The final current distribution doesn't have any information about that W.
It depends on W because W determines this energy. So this slope will depend on how much
but W. Like qualitatively looks the same.
Yeah, qualitatively the same.
I have a comment and a question. The comment is initially was a little surprising that the edge states are localized at the edge of the current peaks at
yes,
the center.
Yeah.
But can I understand it the following way? I mean, if you take the semi-infinite limit, mm-hmm. the edge states has no dispersion, so current carries no current.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The current can only come from the coupling between the two
yes,
edges,
yeah.
which is the strongest at the center.
Yes.
So that kind of explains yeah. why the current has to
yes, exactly.
The question is, wouldn't it be easier to actually get the same, at least qualitative results by going to the continuum limit and solve the Dirac equation with appropriate boundary conditions?
Uh-huh. I haven't tried. Uh-huh. Maybe it's
yeah,
worth trying.
You can do that.
Yeah.
But then you wonder if, for instance, what happens if you have a finite system and what is the role of the upper bands, if that affects or not.
Yeah.
So the utility of looking at tie binding is that it gives you information on how things go to the continuum.
Right.
If you
right.
have a small ribbon, then you cannot think about the infinite ribbon limit. So
right.
so that's
well, depending on what range of parameter
yes.
you want to look at, right?
Yeah. And you obtain it. Yeah.
No, but it works.
Yeah.
It works.
Yeah. It works. Yeah.
I wonder, you can make this band dispersive, even. For very large, for very wide ribbons, by putting charges at the ends of at the edges. I mean, if the charge distribution is not constant, the Hartree potential will give some dispersion to this band. Would this still hold? I'm wondering.
Uh-huh.
Then you have more. The dispersion probably will imply that you have more current. So.
Mm-hmm.
If you have dispersion without the coupling, then the current should be where the charge is.
But still,
you have to go from one to the other. I mean, the current operator makes a decision, so I'm not sure.
Okay. But definitely, you can change the expression by
many, many
ways.
But
what does the next nearest
neighbor
coupling do?
I haven't tried. Maybe this equation will not survive.
Then you have current, the current will be localized at the edges, then you have an extra current within the center.
Are this edge states chiral?
No, well, chiral. The spectrum looks like this. So this part, this branch has group velocity in this direction, and but this branch has positive dispersion.
So is there a type of skipping? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We have this also this branch here. So I think that scattering from this to this is possible.
It's possible. So it's not like each thing is
that that if you solve the continuum case, you can see that it depends on the ribbon width. For certain width, you have states that are protected against backscattering. And for that's for all ribbon widths, ribbons that have an odd number of chains, if I remember, I may have the other way around. But for one, well, for certain widths you have them protected. For the other width, you don't have them protected.
No, it's not quite the thing. If you have a potential of a certain sign, so if you have a long range potential and you keep to a positive doping, let's say, then there is no backscattering because you do not couple the two values. If you introduce PN junctions, they introduce strong backward scattering. So there is a limit in which one mode survives. This is known for, I think this was done by Wakabayashi quite a long time ago. But as soon as you approach the direct point, this mode is broken by backward scattering.
Yeah, but near the center of the band, that's not true. That doesn't hold anymore.
Well, it's not protected near the center of the band. It is protected. This is, okay. It is there. Yeah, we can talk about that, but I can show you that. Yeah, that you can see it. It's a natural. This is what is left over after opening a gap in the system. If you make the gap going to zero, if you add a dispersion, you make the gap going to zero. You can show that there are edge states that are protected. And
okay, we can discuss.
Yeah.
Okay,
let's think.